Welcome to the Sunday Scoop number 21. This week, I haven't done a lot of things, but I have done, I guess, bigger things. The first thing is that I think Catharsis just released on Spotify and other platforms, like just now, or like maybe last night. That's pretty cool. I'm glad that's out. I'll make like an announcement, official announcement about that later. By the time that this is out on Patreon, it'll probably be announced already. Let's see. And if you haven't seen them already, this week I released two new videos. They are both Kiwi-focused videos. They both have the exact same thumbnail. If you haven't seen them yet, then you should check them out. And I did Kiwi because I made it live on stream, and I'm like, well, I may as well just include the Kiwi again. But I like kind of how I themed them similarly. I might extend the song in the Something Good Happens in This Video one, just because I was kind of vibing with it. I enjoyed it. I don't know how long it would be if I did extend it. People seem to like both of the videos, even the one where I betrayed them. I feel like generally that one was received a little more. But yeah, I might extend the song. And then the next Microsongs EP will also be out soon because I have enough music in there. Let me see which ones would be included. Has Shrimp Quartet been uploaded? No, it hasn't. So the latest one that was uploaded is the Shrimp Goes to Space, the microwave video. I'm pretty sure Shrimp Quartet has not been uploaded. Yeah, so the ones that would be included on Spotify is The Creature, Shrimp Quartet, This is a Worm, Stop Procrastinating, the Something Good Happens in This Video. Yeah, I just ended up not uploading as frequently, so I didn't get the fourth EP out in a reasonable time. It's been almost 3 months, which is crazy. Oopsies. I think usually it takes me around 1.5 months to get that all out. I'm trying to think of like when I... Let me see. So I have Go to Sleep, Time to Wake Up, Shrimp Goes to Space, The Supinator, and then that. So that was 4 months to here. It was almost a month. And that's just because I kept uploading music. Whereas my most recent uploads were not all music. You know, I had Fish Fight. I had Numbskull, which was music, but it was its own separate thing. I had The Pigeon Council, and then I didn't upload that much. And then I had Scatterbrained, which was its own song. I had this What Is Happening one, which was just me wanting to upload something. So yeah, I mean, I just didn't have as much music this most recent stuff, which is fine. I mean, I had music, but I should say it was more full songs than it was tiny songs, and more like animation experiments, right? Like Fish Fight, I really enjoyed making that. But yeah, I'm gonna upload the next Microsongs EP onto Spotify and all that, Microsongs Volume 4. And then I'm gonna try and keep up with that a little better this time around. Because I had not realized until someone pointed out, hey, is The Creature on Spotify? I'm like, no, that's crazy. I think after Scatterbrained, I just kind of forgot that I do that. I made the bulk of the Kiwi videos during stream. And speaking of stream, I think the reason you haven't seen too much from me, and kind of the reason I wanted to do two videos, even if they're short, is because I knew that I was going to be spending a lot of my time on coding. So my stream setup, I've added a buttload of new things. I fixed a buttload of new things or old things. I've gotten rid of old things. So to list off a few things, let me see what I can name. The main scene, I kind of recoded it so that I can work with a UI a lot easier. And there's so I can switch scenes easier. Basically, every management backend thing is a lot easier for me, so it's a lot more scalable in the future. I've created a brand new chat. People can send messages now without it getting cut off after like 20 characters. The font is changed so that messages can actually be read. The colors are changed. It should be easier to read darker colors. I can now scroll back through chat and see messages from the stream. And then there's a little button that says back down to the bottom. And I have the compatibility to be able to do actions with specific chat messages in the future. I haven't coded anything yet, but I can click on a chat message and it's not hard for me to code something for that specific message. It also, the chat, there's two things where it looks a little more streamlined. I did end up getting rid of the border to prioritize it being readable so I can make it bigger. I might add something back, but I don't want it to be that exact border that I had. But I might add something back for stylization or just aesthetics or whatever. And when I'm in a different scene, all the chat messages should still go to chat. Even when I, like, when I come back, it should still be chat messages, right? And there's like one exception that's I consider a bug because I want to fix it so that it always goes to chat. But there's also a new fan art redeem. The fridge has been removed, unfortunately. I mean, like, the scene's still there. I could go back to it. We're not using it. And the code was also awful. But there's a new redeem for, I think it's 300 points, because apparently you get like 250 an hour. So I'm like, okay, 300 is reasonable. To briefly show someone's fan art from the Discord. Currently, there is no system for waiting. It is just like always, it's just random. The fridge has been gone or removed, but I've made it a redeem, so now it kind of slides in from the bottom like a toast notification. So that way you can always see something whenever you really want to. And it'll stay for a little while. And if you redeem it while the one's already up, it just adds to a queue instead of overriding. The design for it isn't my favorite, but it kind of fits in a little bit. I think it's just because it's 2D and it's UI. So I'm like, eh. But I'll be messing around with the design for it. And also implementation, because I've made it a lot easier with my converting images to 2D planes. I've made that a lot easier to work with. So that should be good. Well, it is not a plane, though. It is straight up just in the UI. That's also I made easier to work with, though, too. But yeah, right now we're going to experiment with that redeem. It also chooses from all fan art this time, but we'll experiment with kind of how that works. The issue with the fridge is that it was more of a segment of the stream, when I don't think it should have been, because we weren't doing anything. I was just kind of showcasing, here's the fridge for today. And the issue that kind of came from that was it only highlighted so many, which is fair. Because then you could look forward to yours getting highlighted every once in a while. And it also, it made it so that later in the stream, people would come later and they'd be like, hey, I missed the fridge, can we go back to it? And I'd have to pause whatever I'm doing just to go back to it, which is not super inconvenient for me, but I think it's just inconvenient for the others because they missed it, they want to see it. Sometimes I might not be able to because I'm doing something. Or I might not show them to the full extent of how I'd want to. So I'm just kind of making it so if you want to, you can choose to see a random fan art. And if you ever want to see fan art, you could always join the Discord too. And check out everything. I know some people want it to be on display, which is, I'm kind of thinking about if and how I should implement something like that, if that's necessary for me, if I'm interested in doing that. Right now, this is an experiment because it works, I like it, and it is more convenient. And I might implement something where I can like grab it if it's redeemed. If I catch it in time, I can grab it and hold it up. We'll see. But for now, that's what it is. The next thing I've implemented is a scene switching mechanic, which basically, I've brought up a UI menu that I can like hold a button and then click on the scene, and then it just swaps to that scene, with stylized, of course. But this makes it a lot more convenient for me to add new scenes, such as mini games, in the future. And I can use this instead of my laptop, which gives me a bit more space in my macro buttons, which is slowly getting more and more space as I implement more features for me in the actual stream setup, kind of like a game. But that'll be really nice because I do plan to add new scenes that are, trying to think of something without like spoiling, like, a poll scene, right? A scene that visualizes polls up and running. I think that would be very convenient. That's just an example. So I could go see that whenever we want to do a poll or even a prediction, we could focus on that scene. But next thing I implemented was I called these grabbers in the code that had been renamed, but I wrote that down in the changelog, new grabbers. So the images and the screens that I could move around have been recoded. For one, it is not as janky and broken and jittery. I used to not be able to roll over like 90 degrees, but now I can roll everything. It goes based off a quaternion, very nice math. It is also very easy to now just add a node to an existing collision shape and then turn it into something that I can grab with the mouse. It goes based off the camera's look vector, so I can have cameras from different angles and it'll not be broken. Everything's just a lot scalable and easier to manage. It's very nice. I've also updated image spawning. I'm not going to tell you exactly how because I think that's funny. And you'll have to be at the stream tomorrow to figure that out. But I made it a lot easier too on my end to have images spawn and in different scenes as well. Yeah, it'll be from an object, so I can just add that to any scene. I could also have several spaces for things to spawn at. I fixed that. I did give images a back face so that they aren't invisible when I turn them around. and then that's like the bulk of everything that I added for now. I have plans to implement some more. I can see there's a couple bugs. There's that. There's some more code that I have to clean up. Yeah, all the stuff that's more is not something, anything that you guys will really be able to see. But I do need to finish that before tomorrow because there's like, 1, 2, 3 things that are like vital to work. It won't be broken, but like it'd just be annoying and I would be sad, right? I could still stream. There'd be no problem with me streaming, but I will not stop thinking about how I could fix the problem and I'll end up wanting to end stream. So I'm going to fix that today. But that's all of the updates that I have worked on just within this last week of the stream setup. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that I've done. I learned all that because I'm working on a game, kind of just a prototype for a game. It might not turn into anything, but I'm learning a lot from that. And I just implemented everything that I'm learning from all that into my stream setup. And it took a rather short amount of time because I just knew kind of what I needed to do already. But yeah, working on the game has been fun. I'm not going to give too many details about the game, just kind of say, I'm working on a game. I'm almost done implementing things for the setup. Bulk of it should be done before tomorrow when I stream. But even with all that, I do want to do longer, more chill streams. I'm too focused on maxing out attention spans and being constantly entertained. And I think that's unrealistic to constantly expect from myself. I feel like I can still be entertaining even just being myself, and I also don't think I should need to jangle the keys in front of chat for the people that genuinely want to be there. I know that it's like nice to be enticing to the people that are new, right? Or to be constantly attention grabbing so that you don't get bored for 5 seconds and then quit. But I think I just need to stop focusing on that and start focusing on being generally like overall entertaining instead of entertaining enough for specific viewers, right? Because I'm kind of maxing it out for like specific viewers. And I think I want to try and focus on just being a generally entertaining stream. And I'm not like when I say specific viewers, I'm not like pointing anyone out. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like individuals, like I don't want, oh, this one person might get bored in 5 seconds and leave. I have zero idea who that would be. You know what I mean? But however, my desire to make mini games for chat has not gone away either. Because I've talked about that and doing things inspired by Doug Doug or inspired by all of these other VTubers like Taijiro or Shindigs or Doig Swift. They all do incredible things. And I really want to do some sort of mini game and or like I'll implement games in different ways and we'll see kind of how this works. You do have Cookie Clicker. We're not implementing Subway Surfers. I'm not going to fall victim to that because that's when I realize, oh, you guys don't even want to watch me. And if you need Subway Surfers to watch me, I do not want you at my stream. I am sorry. Because you clearly do not wish to watch me. I know it's mostly a joke, though. I'm just saying, like, from that perspective. However, I have never played Subway Surfers. And I might at some point for the funny, but it'll probably be once. Yeah, perhaps there will be a mixture of those streams. Of the chill and mini game. And it'll probably, what'll happen is it'll be a longer stream where I like it mixed in like here's some chill parts, here's some I'm playing mini games, here's, you know, I'd like to structure them, but some streams might just be unstructured casual, and I think that's okay. We'll experiment with that, but it might be difficult to accomplish as of right now. I have a full-time job and I have my YouTube channel and I have this Discord server and I'm coding for my Twitch setup. I'm making a game. I post stuff on Patreon. I post stuff on Twitter, even though most of the time it's losing my mind, but I still make art. I still have Postmortem in News Space, which is changing a little bit, but that'll be for a different week. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that I'm working on, and streaming very often is difficult, mostly because of my full-time job. But once I go full-time into content creation, which I'm not sure when that will be, I will definitely have time for longer streams. What I could also do is my job lets me be very flexible, so I might change my work hours in order for me to have more time to stream. What kind of sucks for me is like, or what happens, I suppose, is right after my job at about 5 p.m. EST, I'm rather tired. I know. I mean, it's a remote job, so I'm not as tired as most people. I am still tired because, of course, I have debilitating illnesses that I have to deal with, and sitting for many hours of the day or doing anything for many hours of the day is a struggle. Being awake up until 5 p.m. is a struggle. But I would like to at least at some point experiment with longer streams, and I will experiment with different times for streams as well. Maybe I'll stream earlier in the day instead, or maybe I'll try and stream later into the night, but that's hard because then I still live with my parents. I do plan to move out soon, but I don't know when that'll be because I have debilitating illnesses. No, that actually will be soon. I've talked about it and I'm working on the financial plan for that because I'm excited to do it. On the discussion of debilitating illnesses, I'm in the middle of a flare-up, started yesterday. So if I cancel any streams this week, then sorry, oopsie, I am dying and my life is ending. That's not true. The last part, I'm suffering, but I'm not dying. I'll still be alive and I'll probably still be working on content. It's just that it's difficult for me to stream during a flare-up because I feel like crap and I can hardly be at the computer for like more than 15 minutes at a time. So it's just really not entertaining and kind of lame. But we'll kind of see how that goes. But that for right now is genuinely all I can think of. Go listen to Catharsis on Spotify if you want, I guess. But for now, this is going to be the end of the Patreon portion, the recording portion of the Sunday Scoop. And I'm going to chat with people in Discord for a little bit until I spontaneously combust. But thank you for listening. Join the Discord if you'd like to chat with us and probably lose your mind, lose a few brain cells. Or you could just join for announcements. You don't really need to. I'm more active there than I am anywhere else because everywhere else is scary. So join if you want and lose your mind. Okay, bye.